At a fire station in downtown La Crosse, a heavy rescue truck backs into the garage. It's used to respond to 911 calls, including heroin overdoses, an emergency that the city is responding to more often these days. In La Crosse, only Tri-State Ambulance personnel are able to administer naloxone, or Narcan. It's a drug that can counteract cardiac and respiratory failures following a heroin, painkiller, or morphine overdose. Assistant Fire Chief Warren Thomas says they want to equip the city's firefighters with the life-saving drug.
If we get to a call where we're a few minutes ahead of Tri-State and we know that's a known overdose, we can get this Narcan into that patient's system and start reversing the effects of that drug before maybe a sudden cardiac arrest occurs. And then that would just be one more patient that hopefully would walk out of the hospital and try to get some help.
The La Crosse Fire Department is one of many organizations across the state vying to be part of a new pilot program that would train more EMTs to administer Narcan. Fred Hornby is the State Department of Health Services Paramedic and Education Coordinator. He says he wants the program tested in urban and rural areas for 1 year.
We want to find out, first of all, how much of a problem this is, and second of all, we want to make sure that we have the ability to adequately treat the visitors as well as the citizens of the state of Wisconsin.
The state will administer the program, but local governments will have to pay for Narcan kits, which run $20 to $30 each. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.